Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and I'm sure the folks at the startup social network PATH were dreaming of a day when everyone would be talking about their product. But this may have not been the way they envisioned it. This has been an interesting week in tech and privacy, and it's not just PATH coming under fire. Turns out if you use any social network on an Apple device, this could be your problem too. Many applications are accessing and even downloading your entire contacts list, names, numbers, addresses, often without your permission. So let's talk privacy, tech, social networking, and data sharing with Sam Biddle of Gizmodo. Hi, Sam. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
So PATH is a relatively new app that is about halfway between Twitter and Facebook. It lets you share photos and your location and so on with friends. Earlier this month, it was discovered that they were accessing loads of information, and it's not just PATH. So what's being accessed and who's involved?
Right. Now, PATH is being singled out as a prime offender here, but they're certainly not alone. What they were doing, or what they were caught doing, was uploading your entire address book. That's the names, numbers, email addresses, websites, everything you have about all of your friends, everyone you know. They were taking that information and uploading it to their own servers for the purpose, they said, of making it easier for you to find other friends who use PATH. Now, PATH got busted, but they are certainly, like I said, not alone. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a lot of very popular social mobile services have been doing similar things all along.
What exactly, who uses this information and for what?
Well, there's no answer to that. Only the people who have the information know, and that's the spooky part. I mean, you can probably assume that it's being used for mostly mundane, benign stuff like, hey, if I'm on Foursquare and I want to see if my friends are also on Foursquare, it'll cross-reference my address book with their address books and see if there's any overlap. It's that kind of thing. But there's really no definitive answer. We don't know what happened because you can't look at your data if it's on your hands anymore.
Do you find this creepy, or is it like, so what?
I think it's creepy if we don't have consent. I'm totally fine with saying, you know what, app X, take my contact list information and use it as long as I know what it's being used for, and I'm giving you explicit permission. If I'm pressing a button that says yes, it's okay. But the problem is that this is happening behind our backs, and it's being just assumed that we're okay with it. And Apple enables it, actually, by design. The iPhone is designed to allow application developers to take your contact information without permission. That's something that's being fixed.
So, listeners, we have a few minutes for your calls, and here's a simple question. How do you feel about social networks having access to your entire list of contacts? Is this an invasion of privacy or simply what it takes to make a social network run? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Many of you are probably hearing about this for the first time right now. So on a scale of really creepy to so what, Where do you place yourself? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for our guest Sam Biddle of Gizmodo. Or, of course, you can use social media to contact us on this. Use our, tweet us at Brian Lehrer or use our Facebook page. Now, here's what PATH says it uses the information for, and I don't know if Twitter and Facebook would put it exactly this way, but here's PATH's version. We give you a list of suggested friends to connect with who are already on PATH. We notify you when other friends of yours join PATH. And the third reason speaks to the very uniqueness of PATH itself as a social network. It's friend rank algorithm. Friend rank uses data on your phone to determine the most helpful friending suggestions. So what's your reaction to all that? A lot of people don't even know what that means.
Well, I mean, that sounds pretty standard. Most social apps will have some feature where you can either find other friends using the same app, because otherwise it's pretty useless, or it'll alert you if another friend signs up. The difference with PATH was that not only were they uploading this information without consent, they were storing it permanently. And that's not a standard practice among application developers to take this, what I would call private data, the contact information for everyone you know and keeping it on their servers where you have no idea what's being done with it.
Is there any indication that Path or other companies are, say, selling this information or using it to market or anything?
There's again, no answer to that question. There's no evidence that they are, and they certainly would never come forward and say that they are, but it's a matter of whether you trust companies not to do that with your information.
Alex in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex. Thanks for calling up.
Hi. Yeah, I mean, I think it's totally creepy, but at the same time, when using these social networks, I assume that all of my content is being like kept in a database and used for whatever the company wants, including marketing or whatever.
How does that assumption affect your behavior online?
I'm particular about what I write and also what kind of messages I send. I definitely, there are a lot of conversations that I just would not have online, but it's kind of ridiculous to me that people feel comfortable enough that they don't, that this isn't common knowledge, but I also, I don't know, I was kind of raised with that sort of skepticism. Mm-hmm.
Alex, thank you very much. Matt in Cattaraugus County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Brian. I just think that I was just explaining to your screener that I think it's infuriating that that any of these companies can store our personal information. The problem, I think, is that the terms and conditions, you probably waive that right, or you sign off on it when you sign up for an account or whatever, in that, you know, the long list of terms and conditions that you're supposed to read, but you just scroll past and click OK. So it seems to me like the problem is, in order to sign up for the account, you have to sign the terms and conditions,
right,
but nobody's got the time to read them.
What are you afraid would happen as a result of this sharing that would victimize you in any way?
I just think it's an invasion of privacy. The Internet in general, I mean, all of your historical information and everything can be saved by Google and probably Apple. I mean, any product that you're using of theirs. I just think it's an invasion of privacy.
How would you respond to this, which somebody just tweeted us? Andrew writes, I'm sorry, but this has been happening for a long time across most platforms. This is a silly news story and is a scare tactic.
I completely agree. It has been happening forever, and you kind of know it. But there's nothing you can do about it. If you want to use a web server
but the silly part,
server.
The silly part. He says this is a silly news story and a scare tactic. I'm not sure who he says is trying to scare people in for what purpose, but
I don't think there's anything silly about it. I think it should be addressed, but I just don't see how.
Thank you for your call. So Sam Biddle from Gizmodo, to the tweeter's point, who is being harmed by this? Is it something that feels creepy because it feels invasive and people are taking our contacts lists and other data and sharing them around without our permission or even knowledge? But how could it actually come back to hurt us in as concrete a way as you can articulate?
Well, I think that the point I referred to before about this being sold to a third party, that kind of thing, or you know, databases like this are compromised all the time. If someone were able to hack into, say, Path or Foursquare's servers, they would have an enormous list of very personal information, and that's a very real risk. I don't think there's anything silly about that. But beyond concrete dangers, I think that most people would agree that on principle, your phone should not be handing off information about your life without your permission. If you choose to hand it off to receive a benefit in return, like making it easier to find your friends on Foursquare or Path, that's fine. That's a totally fair transaction, if you will. But having the phone make up the decision for you is wrong, I think. It's a principle that should not be violated.
Pamela in Queens. Hi, Pamela. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
What do you think?
I'm totally creeped out. And I think that ever since the iPad, the iPhone, and many other phones have been tracking where we are, I think we've been in trouble.
Thank you. DeForest in Yonkers, you're on WNYC.
I was telling your
screener
person that it's really beyond creepy, that creepy is not even the right word. I think that there's something. We had this whole discussion about we thought that Big Brother was the government. Well, now it turns out that Big Brother is actually these social apps. I'm on an iPhone right now, for instance. The idea that my information, my contact list, could be used without, not only without my say-so, but also with the, without the say-so of the individuals who have given me their information. So, I mean, that's even another step that's even further removed. I just, you know, and the individual said, you don't know how it can necessarily be hurting people, but it could come back in any one of a number of ways. I mean, they link this information with other kinds of information that I have about you.
I see, DeForest, you have this friend at New Rochelle. Oh, never mind.
Right, exactly, precisely.
Thank you for your call. Sam, Katie on our comments page writes, just as important is how do all of the folks in my address book feel about PATH taking their data from me? Doesn't sound as if my friends have any say in this at all. Is that true?
That's equally valid, yeah. I mean, not only is an application like PATH, I mean, it should be noted that PATH no longer does this, but when they were practicing this unsafe transmission of data, yeah, they were making a decision for everyone you know, not just for you. So in that sense, potentially hundreds of people's privacies are being violated.
But we did say at the beginning that this isn't just about PATH. This is about how any Apple device interacts with most social media, including Twitter and Facebook.
Right. So it's definitely worth pointing out that this week Apple said that they are going to fix this via an impending software update, which means that any application that wants to access your address book will have to have an explicit okay. You'll have to hit a button that says, okay, I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. You can do it. That's the way it works with your location. If a program wants to find out where in the world you are, you have to say that's okay with you. And that's the way it should be. And it's going to be the same way with the address book. Apple says it's coming in the near future. We'll have to see how near that future is.
And we will leave it there with Sam Biddle of Gizmodo talking about this latest twist and turn in the story of social media and privacy. Thank you very much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, the New York City Comptroller John Liu next. Stay with us.